Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 53 of GDN, the podcast. Guys, we're back.
We're back. Back to the back.
Guys, is it the start of a weekly pods? Is it? Question mark.
Ask yourself that.
No. Because my thing is, should we do a pod a week in August?
Yeah.
Because we actually got time and it'll be always on a Monday, innit?
This is Paugust.
This is...
What?
Paugust?
What? Podcast Pause. August?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. But I know how it could sound.
Paugust is crazy. This is 36 seconds in. But anyway, guys, we're here today to help you liberate yourselves from the shackles of strict parents. Daniela, talk to us about your experience with strict parents.
Oh, I feel like you should speak first because... Obviously, I feel like the firstborn in each household has to deal with it the roughest because obviously they reach that type of like, you know, they reach the age where they want to do what they want to do earlier,
the
obviously.
Quickest, yeah. All right, that's fair.
But then again, like me, I've always been like the black sheep. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I wanted to do something, I'd probably just do it. Like, I didn't really give a fuck if like my parents gave a fuck or not.
Yeah.
So I feel like... In that way, I feel like I've kind of helped, but Gideon's kind of paved the road.
Nah, I definitely paved the road. And yeah, you did help. It'd be a disservice to say that you didn't help at all. But I'd say in my experience, like, let's say up to, like, the age of 16, I wasn't really too, like, bothered about shit because I was like, yeah. I was a good child. Yeah, you know, I was getting my grades. Yeah, you know I mean, I was keeping my head in my books type shit. But then it got to the summer of 2021.
You wilded out.
And guys, I feel like the summer of 2021 deserves its own pod.
It really does. Because
like, just
honestly,
the story times and everything.
That time, I feel like I had to, like, look at you in a different light. Like, I don't know. It wasn't even looking at you in a different light. But it would be like, oh, I don't want to say this.
No, wait. Be careful, man. Because if I slap you...
No, it's not bad
It'll
on
be
me.
Loud.
It's just like, I felt like I was talking to my father. Like, I'd be asking him, when you coming back? He'd be like, I don't know. I mean, he still does this. Like, he's still a mysterious person. Like,
with me?
Yeah, like, even the other day, me and my brother and my sister went out. He was taking us to some spot so we can, like, light a blizzy.
And, a blizzy is crazy.
And then, like, what do you call it? I was like, when he's taking us places, he never tells us, okay, so we're going to go this way, I'm going to go that way.
Because, are you dumb? Just follow me.
No, but like, I don't like that because
so you
I
need...
want to... No, because I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, so shut up and
so
follow me.
I'd rather you just be like, okay, so, like, we're going to go, like, this is the way we're going. And it's not even like we were in some next ends, like we were in fucking Westfield. Stratford.
Yeah, so what? How do you not know where we're going?
I didn't know which place you wanted to see at. There's multiple places.
I told you from where we were going. Like,
no, he didn't. This
was
lying.
Anyway,
back to
guys.
The topic. So he would be going out like every day. Like he would not like be coming home. I mean, he would be coming home, but like he wouldn't tell people when he's coming home. Like he'd just go out and then like we'll see him when we see him.
Exactly.
And then like obviously. Mother was vexed, but I feel like she could have been more vexed. She kind of just got to the bit where she was like, whatever.
Exactly. Now, this is what I want to talk to you guys about, because exactly that is how you're going to liberate yourselves from your parents. In your head, you're thinking your parents are strict, so you don't want to move mad. Do you know what I mean? But when you let their fear win, you let them win. Do you know what I mean? If in your head you're like, oh, I can't do this because when I come back, I'm going to get licks. If you're scared of the licks at this big age, you deserve to stay at home. Because, guys, if you can't firm... the consequences, you're actually just gonna be living under the rule of your parents for the rest of your life.
This, like, at the end of the day, it's your life and you don't wanna experience things for the first time, like when you finally get that freedom, like as in uni. Like,
yeah, because otherwise you'll just go way overboard.
In it. Like me, I mean not like me. Whoa. But like for example, I feel like me, like I hadn't really been like obsessive, like talking to guys, like that was never. I had my bit of like being obsessive talking to guys, but like before that, like up until the age of 16, like I was like really just like whatever, innit? And then obviously, I said to myself, when I turn 16, like that's when I can do what I want to do because like I just feel like it's the right age, do you know what I mean? Like 16 is the right age to do that type shit. And then like because like I hadn't done it at all, and everybody else around me had been doing wild things, I really did wild out. Like it's one of those things where it's like if you feel like you have limitations around you, or you like subject yourself to those limitations around you a bit too much, then it's like when you finally do get the freedom, I feel like
you're gonna go crazy.
You're gonna go crazy
because you're like it's like say for example, this is like just what's the word? An analogy. Say you've been poor your whole life and now you've got money, you're going to spend it as much as possible because you've had all of these things that you wanted to do that you couldn't afford to do before. And now you've got the financial ability to afford those things. Like, you're going to go out and buy all of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're not going to make the best choices.
Exactly. You're not going to make the best choices. You're not going to spend your money the wisest. But if you, like, are smart with it, if you're smart with, like, how you want to, you know, garner your wealth in terms of, like, increase your liberty from your parents, then you'll just be a lot more smart in the things that you do.
And you have to do it slowly by slowly, because with that, you gain experience and then they gain the experience of
exactly. This is, like, right, so in my notes, in the notes section, you guys know about the notes section, yeah? I literally said, Daniel, look, read what the first point is.
How to free yourself from the shackles of strict parents. Lie.
Lie. That's the first thing. Lie.
That's what I used to
do. You gotta become good liars.
But, like, don't lie to... I mean, even if you lie to the extent where they don't trust you, that's a little bit crazy, but I don't think you'd want to lie to the extent that they don't trust exactly. you, because then that's, like, literally, like...
The reason why you lie, I'm saying lie so they trust you. So when you're going out, don't... If you want to go out to the club and it's on the other side of London, you know, the other side of your city, whatever, don't tell them you're going to the other side of the city. Because they ain't even seen you going out. Do you know what I mean? Tell them that you're going to someone's house. Tell them that you're going to Stratford. I don't
think there's ever been a time where I've actually, like, told my mum the full truth of
exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to tell the small lies. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and you know what it is? Like, once you tell the small little lies, like, oh, I'm going to this person's house.
Your mum now becomes comfortable with you going to that house. Person. Yeah, so you need to start dropping the seeds of the people that you know are going to be around your life for a long time, yeah?
And that are calm want. And exactly. your parents will probably like...
Exactly, because then, like, so say, for example, we're going to call her Stephanie, yeah? Stephanie doesn't exist in real life, but you know what I'm saying? Every time I want to go out with someone, like, who I haven't, like, met in real life before, or I've not seen them in a long time, or it'd take too much to explain who that is to my mum, I'm just going to say, oh, mum, I'm going to see Stephanie. Am I always going to see Stephanie? No. But mum knows Stephanie. She's heard her name before. She's been about in the life for a long time now. She's not down on anything. Do you know what I mean? She's like, oh, it's just getting going to see Stephanie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's calm. Do you know what I mean? But if every... Gone.
You get extra points if the person lives closer to you.
Exactly.
But not too close
that they can come and be doing up shenaggle naggle. Yeah. Guys, anywhere between 30, 45 minutes is the perfect range. That's by public transport. Well, unless you drive. If you drive, 30 by 45 minutes is actually insane. But anyway, so I was going to say, like, now that person, you know, now that person's been introduced to your parents, they're comfortable with you being around them, you're able to be like... You're able to always fall back on that. Do you know what I mean? No matter where you are, type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, for example, I've gone to cities, like other cities, and just been like, oh, mum, you know, we're having a sleepover at Stephanie's. It's the same difference. I'm not going to be in the house for three days.
That's so jarring as well, though, because I feel like my mum will just not let me have a sleep. I mean, I need to break that range.
Yeah, you
like,
need to break that range.
Because it's just unfair, because sometimes I'm not even trying to sleep over, like, at no one's house, maybe just go out until late hours. But I feel like the latest I've been out would probably be like, I don't know.
But the thing is with you, yeah. Like, you, this is what I did, yeah. Like, the sleepover thing, African parents don't rap for sleepovers, innit? So that's probably one of the hardest things to break, right? But the sleepover thing, the way I dealt with it, I was just like, I'm just gonna do it. Come back, then have the conversation after it's already been done. Because if you come back from the sleepover and you come back at a decent time in the morning, like, you come back and you know that, you know, that you're alive, you're all well, do you know what I mean? Everything's all calm, you know? Now there's the case study's there for you to be like, I literally went to the sleepover yesterday. I'm home before, you know, 10 a.m., do you know what I mean? Like, I'm cool, do you know what I mean? You can trust me with doing this. And now they're going to be a lot more lenient with, oh, you can stay out until this time, you can stay out until that time. But you do have to do it a couple times. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you do have to do it a couple times. And obviously, you're risking your licks. Do you know what I mean? But no. Guys, it's short-term pain for a long-term gain. Mm. Come on, man. Come on, man. Let me get a click for that.
Anyway, but yeah, like, in my opinion...
That anyway, so read.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, anyway.
Sorry.
No. Like, when we listen back to you, you're actually going to hear it. Like, guys, I don't know. Like, today, Danielle's been not in a funky mood, but she's just, I'm getting the vibes that, you know, she doesn't really want to be here.
No, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing
it. No, because normally, like, yesterday, yeah, I was like, Danielle, do you want to record a pod tomorrow, yeah? And she's like, oh, yeah, I was going to say the same thing. So I thought today's pod would come with energy.
I know, but, do you know what I mean? Guys, I'm actually so tired, like. Like, the last week was just long. Like, tired is an understatement. Like, I actually woke up early for work. It's 2 days back to back. And then when I came home, like, I went out after work yesterday to go to work. Oh, no, not yesterday. The day before yesterday to go to work again in the morning. And I'm pretty sure we smoked 2 zoots. Like, so that's just a lot. Like, a nigga's tired. I don't know about you guys, but, like, that hangover that you get after smoking a blizzy is crazy.
Why are you calling them blizzies? Who gave you this?
I don't know myself. But, yeah, like, I feel like the reason why you feel like I don't want to be here is just because, like, you know... you know, I'm just...
You can hear it in your voice, though.
I'm just low energy, but, like, mentally, I'm here.
Mentally, she's here, guys.
Mentally, I'm with you guys, don't worry.
Her head is in her palms. I wish you guys could see her right now, yeah. Her head is inside her palms. No, but I was just going to say, yeah, like, in terms of getting your parents to, like, give you more space and that, you need to create trust, in brackets, based on lies, as I said before. Do you know what I mean? Like, make sure that they're getting familiar with the names.
I'm literally baiting myself out, but there's been so many times. I'm not going to say the friend's name of who I say I'm going to their house, but... there's times I was doing up shenanigans, I'd just be like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to this one's house. Like, you know, in the Euros, like, when the Euros were on.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, yeah, we're going to go watch the Euros.
You don't care about football.
If anyone knows me, they know that I don't give a fuck about football. She actually despises that. But I was just like, yeah, no, it's just because it's like, I think it was the finals or something. Or something big like that. And I was like, it's just because it's like the last game. And like, it's all like a big like celebration, right? I'm all going to just chill, right? No, I was cracking it out another nigga's ass, bro.
You were what? What? No, say that again. What? No, say that again. Daniel, I actually didn't hear you.
Nah, don't worry.
Daniel, if I did not hear you, they definitely did not hear you.
Okay, well, I was doing up shenanigans.
With where? With who?
Oh, I can't say.
No, okay, not with who, but like a male.
Yeah.
Okay, at the male's house.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Guys. Anyway, guys.
But that just goes to show, guys, like, cause even after doing them shenanigans, I know certain people that have done, like, less wild stuff than me, but they don't have their parents' trust at all.
That's so true.
It's just, like, you just need to know how to go about it.
Exactly. I always say you need to be more free initially, force your parents to adjust, like, go crazy. And then settle back down.
Yeah, and then go back to, like, how you used to be.
No.
Not how you used to be, but, like, not as much as it used to be, so that they're like, yes. There's been a progression.
Exactly.
Like, not as much.
Exactly. So say it's on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being batshit crazy, 1 being you're staying inside all the time. Say you're at like a 4, yeah? Go up to a 9.
Mm.
Go up to a 9 for like a good solid month.
Make them
month.
Sweat a little bit.
Yeah, make them sweat. Oh my God, what's going on with my child? Oh my God, oh my God.
Because even my mum was like,
they're changing.
I don't want my son to become addicted to drugs. This guy who's hanging around with drugs.
All of those conversations, you want them to happen inside their heads.
Especially if they're having those conversations. Yeah, like I said, like if they're having those conversations with your siblings.
Yeah, then you can feed back to them. You know how well the plan's going.
But that's only going to work if you're close with your siblings.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, no, this is one thing though. Guys, if you've got siblings and you're not tired of them, get that pattern.
Especially if you're at this age where like 17, even 16.
Pattern it up.
Like, come on, why are you guys still fighting?
Like, why are you actually fighting?
Just find a common ground. Like, you guys must have things you relate to, even if it's past trauma. Like, come on. That's how me and Gideon and Deanna started being, I mean, we were always close like that, but it used to just be, you know, like them two.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like we all kind of bonded on that, you know, family trauma. And then like...
then we actually were just like,
yeah, you
kind of
bad, man. Because me and Gideon used to argue all the time.
No, guys, you need to understand. You need to understand the dynamic of our relationship, yeah? This girl would actually do the maddest shit, provoke me, then I'd react, then she's crying, and now I'm the bad guy. Like, you'd do the wildest stuff, yeah? I'd retaliate, by like flicking your ear or something tiny like that, yeah?
Yeah, but why did it have to be physical? No,
it had to be physical because what are you doing? Like, what were you actually doing? I can't remember what you did.
Let me name my red flags as a child, yeah?
No, no.
I was a snitch.
Yes, oh my days. She actually snitched every 2 seconds, guys.
I cried a lot.
Oh my God.
It's
taking me back.
But then again, at the same time, like, I wasn't the favorite. You guys were the favorite. Like, and you guys...
Whose fault is that? Be a better child.
It wasn't my fault.
Be a better... You're literally listing your own red flags as a child. Now you're wondering, right? You're not the favorite.
Sure. There was also, like, times where, like, my mom would go to work, you know, and I generally would be scared, like, mom, please don't leave me here with this human. Like, he was so... Like, as soon as the door would close, yeah, he'd be like, right, mom said you have to clean the house. You guys are cleaning the house. Just go upstairs and be chilling, bro. It was like, if you don't, it was actually slavery. Like,
it was slavery.
Slavery.
And guys, guess what? It meant nothing because even to this day, you still can't clean. But anyway, guys, no, because I'm not even lying. Because mum literally, before we started recording, she's like, oh, when you're done recording, make sure Daniel does
her job.
Was
she not asking you to clean the bathroom for like did I not do 5 months?
Did I not do it?
5 months.
Did I not do it today?
Anyway,
did I not wake up today and clean the bathroom?
This is not a draw out.
What is it then?
Guys, it's getting a bit too personal, isn't it? Anyway, let's carry on.
No, you're going with your red flags as a child.
Shut up, shush. Be more free and force them to adjust.
I've already read that. Why are you reading the note out loud, Daniel? This is not good hosting.
Do I care?
Daniel, this is why I do the host.
The people don't come here for premium quality pods. They come here for raw...
Authenticity. Okay, right. Okay.
Anyway, what else did you...
No, I was going to say, I was talking about the scale, innit? So I was saying, if you're out of 4, go up to a 9. Make your parents sweat a little bit, do you know what I mean? Give it like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, do you know what I mean? Of being there, teetering on the edge of going batshit crazy. And then bring it back down to like a 6. So now, in your parents' eyes, they got used to you being a 9. You know what I'm saying? So you're going back down to a 6. They're like, oh, thank God they've slowed down, you know, they've chilled out. But more time, you've accelerated, do you know what I mean? You've got those 2 steps up from a 4 to a 6, do you know what I mean? And just every now and again, just take a little step forward, do you know what I mean? Never just, you know.
As long as your grades are in check and everything.
Exactly. Like, make sure everything's patterned. Like, make sure you're doing your jobs around the house. Make sure you're good at, you know, everything's calm with your education. And
because if your education's going crazy,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Then you can't do that. You have to actually be, like, in order in other areas, do you know what I mean? Before you start doing this type of stuff. But, you know, I just felt like you guys needed that. You know, coming towards the end of summer, it's actually meant to be good weather for the next couple of weeks. Well, not good, but better than what we've had for the last couple of weeks, which has been depressing.
Mm.
It's actually been giving November. Like, how cold was it last night?
It was so cold.
Guys.
Not even a smoke can make me feel warmer. Because you know when sometimes you get fried and, like, you feel a bit warmer?
Yeah, inside.
Or even if you get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you start having your own internal heating system.
Mm. But it wasn't working, guys. I was shivering. My teeth were chattering. Anyway, moving on to the next topic.
Whoa. Are we not... You forgetting something?
What?
I think people need to dookie.
Oh, shit.
Literally.
Guys, how could I forget that you guys needed a shit?
Yeah, exactly. You're the shit watcher still.
Yeah, that's poor on my behalf.
Exactly. No, but guys, you know what to do.
You know what to do.
Oh, guys, shout out Leela, yeah, because my friend Leela, like, she was here. There's a map right in front of us. This is perfect. So basically, she was in Spain, right, in the southern regions, eastern regions of Spain, and she had to drive, like, she's on a drive back to the UK, yeah, back to the UK, and she drove, like, through the centre of Spain, through France, and now she's, like, near, like, northern Europe. Like, she's driving towards Calais.
How long is this taking? Like, 5 days?
Bro, three. Like, 3 days of constant drive and, like, only stopping, like, to sleep and shit. And she, like, once she gets to Dover, like, she still has to drive 3 hours until she's home.
That's
but, like, I don't know how she's doing this. Because imagine actually being in the car for that long.
Wait, is she driving?
No, oh, bro. No, but imagine being in the car for that long.
I personally got sick. We went to Scotland. Yeah. It took an 8-hour drive.
Exactly. And I was fuming. Like, I was actually, my head was actually going
to
go insane.
For us to get to where we got, Scotland. Like,
Scotland.
All
about the Scotland, like, it's crazy. Like, no, but car sickness is actually crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually get car sick very often,
bro.
But I'm very rarely in car, so maybe that's why.
I hate long drives. It's a joke.
Yeah, but, like, imagine how many times you need to stop to dookie. That's what reminded me of Lena's drive. Imagine how many times you need to stop to dookie and that, like, during the day to eat and that. Like, yeah. I don't know the logistical testicles of it. Like, Lena, you're gonna have to come on the pod and explain this shit. I'm gonna be real, like, because no, actually, to be fair, Lena actually deserves a pod for her her Spanish escapades, because you've seen the stuff that I've been posting over Lila, actually just chilling in mountains like with goats and shit. Like, yeah, it's actually crazy. But anyway,
becoming
guys,
one with nature and that.
Exactly, so she is nature.
You guys should
Lila
become
nature,
one
guys
of your nature and
go Dookie.
Drop that bomb. Might drop.
Okay, we get it. We get it now. We get it, guys. We'll be back after the little. Oh, what's even the jingle?
What?
My jingle for the podcast. So I forgot it.
I don't know. Paul
Hosting.
That's Paul Hosting.
It is Paul Hosting. Anyway, bye, guys. We'll be back soon. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hope you guys
had a good shit.
And are feeling
relieved
and
nice.
Nah, but for real, guys, we're beginning a new segment on the pod that will be now in every pod, which is
Music Weekly. So, guys, enjoy. What are you doing? Sounds like the beginning of the pod. So, guys, this song
Drifting Through by MLB Vito and Dayor, what we were singing last week, guys.
And we've decided that we're gonna, you know, entice you guys to a new piece every week after your break.
So after your pack,
add to your playlist. You know?
Imagine if I made my demand. Come on, man. With all my people, keep my name alive. Yeah. Is it enough? Do they really love me? Do they know that I got things on my mind that I can't say? Feels like I'm drifting through the water. Hoping life could hold me down, even when you're not around. Feels like I'm drifting through the water. Come on, man. Okay, that's enough.
That's enough for you guys.
That's enough, man.
We decided, yeah, that's what we're gonna do. That's the entrance to Music Weekly, you know.
And guys, feel free to send in suggestions.
Send in suggestions. Anything that could just, you know, enhance your music profile. We love to see it.
Yeah, we do. But anyway, I wanted to talk about something very, you know, actually something I actually need advice on myself right now, Daniela. So, you know, anything that you could do or say to help me, I'd appreciate.
Okay, get to it.
Right. So, let me actually pull up the notes section, because I wrote it really well in the notes section. I really should get it right. The feeling of outgrowing people that are close to you and the guilt attached to it. Dash. I'm going to still leave, though. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to still leave, though. Guys, it gets to a point with people who, you know when you're around people too much and, you know, they've showed, you know, the ugly side of themselves to you. They're getting a bit too comfortable.
Mm.
You know, now they're showing, like, they just start doing some
wild stuff, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It's just
they're taking the piece.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The piece.
When stuff like that happens, like with me, friendship wise, if I get the ick with a friend, it's very hard to reverse it. Do you know what I mean? And you know, I've held myself down, controlled myself so well over the last like month or so in not blocking this person that I'm currently thinking about. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've tried really, really hard, but it's getting to a point where like, even like if anything comes up and there's even any slight connection to them, like I'm actually pissed off, like I'm annoyed.
I do get you.
And that's the sign to me
that they're not supposed to be in your life.
That they need to go.
They need to go.
Right. So Daniela, I need you to talk to me about how I let them go in a way that, you know, they fully understand that I don't actually really ever want to talk to them again.
I feel like it's all about like.
But it's kind of also out of the blue on their side. I'm gonna be.
Yeah, I feel like it's a sticky situation because sometimes you actually just do get friendship icks, and it's like not something. It's not even like if a person hadn't done something like completely outlandish. It's just something that you particularly don't like.
Yeah, and exactly.
I remember that your friends are an actual like replicate. Like
yeah, they're an extension of you.
Of you, like, yeah. So if you wouldn't see yourself doing that shit, like imagine if one of your friends, yeah, you guys go out. Night out, yeah, they're drunk as fuck. And next thing you know, they need the toilet. You guys are trying to find the toilet. She can't find the toilet. You can't find the toilet. And the bitch just pulls down her knickers and starts shitting in the street. How would you feel about that? You have to ask yourself, is this something I would do? Even though it's in a moment
of madness.
Of madness.
It's still crazy.
It's still crazy.
That's something wild to do. That's a really good... Thank you. Yeah.
It's still wild to do. And it's like, even though, you know, they had some types of, like, you know, it was kind of out of their control, you still have to think about it in the sense where it's like...
No, but it was in their control. It was in their control because basically, I'm going to say what happened now. The person's probably listening. And at this point, this is awkward because we haven't had the conversation yet. But, like, really and truly, we're going to have it soon. So, like, you may as well come into it knowing why I'm pissed off at you. But, like, Daniela, one thing about me is that I hate people who lie for no reason.
Mm.
Like, you know, this is not white lies. You know how Deonna does her little petty lies?
No, but Deonna's lies are fucking annoying.
They're annoying, but it's, like, really and truly, they're not that
They're deep. Not hurting no one.
But, like, the reason why I'm annoyed is because, like, say earlier on in the year, there was a lie, not even a lie, it's a not telling of the truth. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They didn't tell the not truth, they just didn't tell the truth.
And they just left out the...
Exactly, they omitted the truth. Do you know what I mean? They just stayed quiet, right? And people who don't, like, let me in on certain things in their lives, when they're in a certain level, when I view them in a certain position in my life, and you're not letting me in on certain information, I'm thinking now, oh...
Do you know what this is similar to?
I'm privy to that information, do you know what I mean?
I get it. It's similar to, like, you know, I know some girls that are like, say, for example, like, your friend has this, she's dealing with a guy or dealing with a nigga that's, like, really bad for her, and she knows it, and she knows that you don't like him, and, you know, it's come to that point where it's like, every time she comes for advice, you're going to say the same thing. Like,
exactly.
Leave him. So now the friend's, like, purposely left out the information, like, oh, by the way, I unblocked him. Oh, by the way, I'm speaking to him again. Oh, by the way, we're together. And you know that you know the truth, but they're just not saying it.
They're not saying it, yeah.
So I feel like that's that. I hate that shit.
Exactly. See, it's really just annoying. Like,
it's just really annoying.
It's just annoying.
Like, that is your business until it became part of my business.
Exactly.
Until you unloaded that business onto me. And now I feel like that blood is, it's not on my hands, but some, like, it's like, if you care about your friends, like, to an extent,
their problems are going to become your problems when they consistently bring it up. But, like, my thing is, in the situation why I'm particularly annoyed is because, like, I'm finding out about stuff, like, 2-3 months after it happened, which is, like, and I did speak to them about it, and they were like, oh, yeah, I just completely forgot to say, and then it just got too long, and then I was going to say, I just didn't say. And at that point... What the fuck? Do you know what I mean? Like, if something big happens in your life and you don't tell me until 2-3 months in advance, because I've now come to you and asked you about it because I know something's happened. Do you know what I mean? I can tell something's happened, but you haven't told me and now I have to come to you about it. Why am I now having to squeeze the juice out of the orange?
Well, how did you find out about it if she never said it?
Oh, I'm me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know everything.
No, facts.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I find out. Eventually, I know situations before they happen. I wait for them to happen to see.
Oh my god, that's so me too. Like,
I know something's gonna happen because I've got eyes and people everywhere.
You don't say anything.
You just sit on that bad boy piece of information. Like, just
it's the same with me. My friend, my best friend, yeah, she, like, befriended this girl. I can't even say names because it's funny, but she befriended this girl, yeah, and, like, they started doing, you know, like, they started a TikTok page together. I mean, if you know me, you probably know who this girl is now, I can't lie, but they started a TikTok page together, and it was all fun and cute for the moment, you know, and then, you know, I feel like my friend, she felt like she was outgrowing this new friend. I mean, they weren't really friends like that. They just found a common ground of something they could laugh about.
Mm.
And they just decided to do videos together. But it wasn't, like, a really a serious thing.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, an established friendship.
Yeah. And, like, while this was happening, I got the sense of this person, this friend that she's befriended is a leech. Like, she's clingy. Like, but I couldn't say anything.
Because nothing had happened yet to prove it. Because nothing had happened,
yeah. But you know when you just get that feeling, like, yeah, this is going to end up some type of way.
Yeah.
But you need to let it end up the way that it's...
So that there's the evidence.
Yeah, and so that they can kind of learn from, like, the experience. Because, like, sometimes I'll have... No, actually, I was going to say, sometimes I have a feeling that something's going to happen, it never does. But I'm always right, I'm so sorry. Every single time I have a feeling something's going to happen, it always does, like... But I just want to be there at the end to be like, I told you so.
No, I know. Because, like, you know, the same person who I'm annoyed at right now...
Yeah.
The one who I was talking about earlier, like, earlier on in the year, they, like, got into a relationship that really and truly just came out of nowhere. They were talking to this person for, like, 2-3 weeks, and then they got into a relationship. And I was just like, well, that kind of happened out of nowhere. And when people rush into relationships, I'm just like, I'm giving you 6 weeks max, mm-hmm. maximum. Do you know what I mean?
Because you really don't know nothing about
Nothing about the person. You haven't seen the other sides to them. You haven't done any sort of like deeper, assessment of this person to really know whether you're comparable or not. Do you know what I mean? So I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to say anything. They're happy right now in this moment. I'm not going to like rain on their parade. Do you know what I mean? Just to prove a point.
But I do definitely feel like people that rush into those things, like, the relationship's definitely based on lust and
what. Oh, 100%.
Because how are you telling me you're in a relationship with a nigga that you actually don't know nothing
you
about?
You don't know anything
except
about
him. Like, probably how big his dick is.
No, but that's true.
It's true.
It's true. Like, I'm just like, when that happened, I was just like, okay. Like, because I remember when it happened, like, they FaceTimed me, like, when it happened. This was, like, in the middle of the night. But this was, like, during the NBA season. Like, so I was awake. Like, it was just in the middle of the night. And they called me on FaceTime. They're like, oh, yeah, I got a boyfriend. I was like, oh, cool. Weird, but cool. Do you know what I mean? Like, cool. And then that ended in, like, a month. And I was like, well,
I did say.
Well, do you know what I mean? And I was just like, when that happened, I was just like, okay, cool. Like, because I would have let you know if that was happening in my life. Do you know what I mean? If I'd met someone and I was talking to them to the point that I wanted to make them my partner, like, I would have let you know that they exist before your girlfriend and boyfriend. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Do you know what I feel like it kind of stems down to? And back to, like, before I go back to, like, the actual topic of the conversation I'm talking about, I feel like it stems down to, like, most people, when they spring, like, news like this onto their friends, it's mainly because they're kind of, like, ashamed. I'm not even going
to
lie.
No, it is.
That has to be the reason, because I feel like if you generally feel like you've gone about it in the correct way, then you let your friends know every single detail.
Every detail. You don't leave anything out. Even if you haven't done everything the right way, the way you were meant to.
Yeah.
Like, if you know that, you know, you had good intentions or anything, you've got nothing to be ashamed of, like, you're going to say everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, for the abruptness of that ending, but, you know, I got a phone call that, you know, I needed to take, but I did not take.
How dare the individual? So sorry.
No, it was actually an important situation.
Okay. I mean, me personally, I hate when people call me randomly.
No, it wasn't. Anyway.
Anyways.
Guys, yeah. I just wanted to say, like, if you know that you're going about things the right way, now you have nothing to hide. So you should tell people.
Not even like, that you should tell people.
Like, you should tell the people close to you. Yeah, you are supposedly your best friends. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like. Yeah, the only reason why anybody would really hide, like, basic knowledge or basic things that they could probably not lie about is because they're ashamed. And that's something that they should work on in themselves.
No, I know. And this is the thing, like, I find it really annoying when people have work to do, but they expect me to just, like, do the work for them or just, like, kind of just, like, sit there while they kind of, like, fumble through their own stuff, and then, like, it's kind of taking a toll on
it's
me.
It's so fucking annoying. I'm so sorry.
It's like, just long. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that none of my friends can have their own problems. Of course you can.
But when those problems are so easily, like,
yeah, this is not, like, something that's rooted in anything. Like, this is just you being dumb in the moment.
People, it's like when I see those quotes or people on TikTok and they're like, oh, I'm doing it for the plot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, literally, eyeball. Like, what are you actually doing? Like, come on, man.
Because
you're
not even thinking about, like, the actual consequences of this decision. The repercussions. Like, are you deep in, like, butterfly effect? Because, like, so many blessings that could, like, be held away from you because you've just gotten into this, like, dumb situation. Like, nah. Because even me, like, sometimes I deep, like, if I didn't make one, like, of some dumb decisions that I've made, like, where would I be right now type shit?
Yeah.
And it's like, I just don't understand why people want to, like, just purposely fuck up their life for the plot, or just to have some, because people are like that. Some people just, like, purposely do weird shit just so they have stories to tell.
Exactly. No, I think that's so hard. If you have to go out of your ways to make your, like, to create anecdotes so that you're interesting,
I think that's weirder than lying about it.
No, 100%. Just, like, why would you actually do it?
Like, I personally would just lie. Like, no one's gonna check you on your life. Like, moms.
But, like, no, that's what we're doing. So, like, maybe they will. But, like, I'm just saying, like, oh, this situation is really annoying me because this person is meant to be really close to me, and, like, obviously I do trust them. I spend a lot of time with them, like, and, like, I talk to them quite a lot. So when they do go, like, there's gonna be a bit of a gap, but it's okay because, you know, we got some guys you need to you know, fill the space.
Some people are so easily replaced.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying.
And that's the thing with people who are like, I just don't know. I feel like when you outgrow people, it's just another proof that, like, you're going somewhere in your life.
Exactly.
That they're not supposed to come with you.
Exactly. Because I just think, yeah, it's the seasons thing again. Do you know what I mean? Like, not everyone's meant to be in your life the whole time.
Mm.
Like, people are literally, like, sometimes people are meant to be in your life for a year. You're meant to have that good time with them for a year. And when that year's done, that year is done.
And it sounds fucked, but most people live off the, like,
we've been friends for 5 years.
Yeah. But, like, you shouldn't do that, because imagine, like, even me now, like, I know I've just had a job for, like, a week, but... And I had been saying I want a job for, like, the longest time, yeah. Probably even, like, more than a year.
Mm.
But I knew when this day came that I did get a job,
yeah.
That I'd, like, my mentality on life would completely change. Like I'm not going to be sitting around doing stupid shit or, like, waiting on people to, like, you know,
exactly, text me.
I have stuff to do.
You have, like, something to do. Like, do you know what I mean?
So now I'm going to be pushing my friends to get a job. Like, that's what I'm going to do. Even though it sounds like, I don't know, it could sound hypocritical, even, like, I don't know, but it's just like when you get into a place in your life where you're more orientated or you're more, like, I don't know, focused or motivated on one thing that you've wanted for a while,
mm.
then it's, like, very, like, understandable for you to change in that.
Yeah, exactly, because now, yeah, exactly, you're not the same. And also, the one thing that really annoys me, like, with this person, like, I don't want to sound like I'm just airing the dirty laundry out,
mm.
because, like, actually, it could be taken that way. But I just need to say it, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to say it to their face because that would actually just be rude.
But they'll hear it here anyway.
Exactly. So, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's an indirect...
You know what? I should start doing that. Like,
it's an indirect way
of talking. If I don't want to be friends with somebody, I'm just going to talk about it on the phone.
Exactly. Because it's just, like, really and truly, like, come on now. But, like, you know when people, like, only talk about one thing all the time?
Oh,
like, right. All the time. They only have one topic of conversation. If they're not talking about that one thing, they're silent. They're scrolling on their phones and they're just kind of waiting. Do you know what I mean?
And they wait for the opportunity for them to
talk about it again. Like, I'm just like, guys, we heard. We actually heard. Like, I can't say what it is because then it'll make it very, very obvious who I'm talking about. But, like, there's just one topic of conversation that they just rinse every single time.
I feel like that's the main bit to see if you're, like, outgrowing somebody is if, like, you find yourself more, like, you want to talk about other stuff. You want to do other stuff. And they're just stuck in their own ways of, like, almost kind of living in the past, like something's happened to them or they've gone through something, not even that it has to be some traumatic thing, it could just be like, oh, this guy's treating me like this, but they're still stuck on it. Like, come on, like, actually move on, because at the end of the day you have the rest of your life.
Exactly.
To, like,
exactly,
actually, why wouldn't you want to be leveling up and, like, stunting on this guy that's done you dirty? Come on. In that case,
if, yeah, exactly, in that context.
Yeah, but,
like, it's just a nasty situation, guys. I'll let you know how it resolves itself, because, like, it is gonna, I'm gonna resolve it this week. Like, I can't,
I do really feel like both of us are really, like, quite confrontational people when it comes to, like, when it comes to, like, us, like, keeping our peace.
Oh, 100%.
If, like, you're disturbing our peace, mom, that's a joke.
You're gone. Like, you're actually gone. Like, you're actually gone. Because why am I getting annoyed hearing music? Because it reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why am I getting, like, why do I not like the music now? When I like the songs, but now because it reminds me of you and now I don't like you, I don't like the song.
Mm.
That is the breaking point for me. When it gets to that point, you know, yesterday a certain song came on when we were outside, yeah.
Mm.
I was pissed off. I was like, why did I even keep this in the queue?
Yeah.
Like, I was actually annoyed because I looked at it in the queue, I was like, oh, fuck. And then it came on, it just made me feel dookie. And that was the confirmation that I needed to, that was it.
And I just feel like, outgrowing somebody, it's not like someone can't,
it's not a blame thing,
it's not a blame thing type shit. It's just a thing where it's like the person who you've outgrown, just let them know that they have to take a deep look at themselves. No, honestly, truly. because like this is just one part of the Jenga, like,
no, yeah,
exactly. Only one part of the Jenga, yeah, yeah, has come out,
exactly.
Do,
like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but soon,
I mean,
all your friends all are going to be taking out their Jenga pieces.
You're actually spitting. Hey guys, like, I don't know what Danielle's been on recently, but when it gets to the advice, yeah, Danielle's in her bag. Yeah, she's in her bag, because now that was good. That was actually, yeah, really good.
Because like I don't know, I feel like people that say, oh, we fell out for no reason. There's no reason why you could fall out for no reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
there's always a reason.
There's always a reason, whether that's just distance, but most of the time it's just you guys just, like,
outgrowing each other.
Yeah. And that's perfectly fine. If you feel like you've outgrown someone in your life, even if it's, like, family, you know, do what you gotta do.
Guys, you know, I say snip, snip.
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip. Type shit. Because I don't even know if I want to talk to them. Like, you know, after when it's like, oh, yeah, like, we're really close now. We're kind of, like, just gonna, like, fizzle. I can't let it fizzle because they won't want to let it fizzle. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And, like, I'm gonna say, if I was like, oh, let's just, like, you know, talk to each other less, it's not going to happen.
Oh, that never works.
Exactly.
And, so, like, even in a situation, whether it's friendship or relationship, like, you guys get into a, like, a confrontation and they're just like, okay, I guess we'll just speak less. You guys will just go back to where you started. Exactly. Soon, you're just going to start talking again. You're going to be like, what? Why did we stop being friends exactly. in the first place? And then you're going to get reminded.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. So the only times it works is if I think you need to go cold turkey, as in, like, block, for, like, a good 6 months, minimum. Yeah. After that, maybe you can reassess, because maybe they've had the time to, like, you know, learn about themselves and, like, you know, fix up a bit.
Me personally, I don't believe in anymore. Like, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but I don't believe in, like, blocking and then, like, coming back in the future.
Yeah.
Type shit, because I feel like if I blocked you, then you deserve to remain blocked until, like, the universe or God or whoever, like, brings you back in my life again in some way that I haven't.
Exactly. I won't go out of my way to unblock you. It's a thing of, like, if now there's, like, a, I don't even know, like, say there has to be a sign.
There has to be, like, oh, we see each other at a party.
And exactly.
And you kind of rekindle that friendship.
Exactly. Something like that. You bump into each other not knowing that you were going to, like, it has to be.
That way, like, the person can't lie about, like, their growth in a way. Like, exactly. It's like you kind of found them just out of the blue. And you can't lie about shit. They can't lie about shit. You kind of really see who they are.
Exactly.
Like, and their growth, or if they haven't grown.
No, I hear it. But, hey, guys, I feel like, well, that's that for today's pod, because I'm actually, like, my head is hot. Like, my head is actually hot.
And you don't even know the stress that's gone into making this pod.
No, guys, because, hey, no, we had to chop a whole segment, because I'll be real, it was dead.
Like, if you guys actually heard it, you guys would have been like, no, this what I've been waiting for?
This is what we were running weekly pods for? Like, no, but guys, we, you know, as low as the standards are, we have standards. As though as they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow the podcast, guys. Follow up the podcast. Make sure you're, like, subscribed.
That's, and guys, let me tell you a quick anecdote.
Yeah, go on. Oh, you didn't say.
Like I said, today was my first week at work.
Oh, yeah.
I get into my shift.
Yeah.
And this young man walks towards me and he's like, wait, I know your voice from somewhere. And I was like, well, really? And he was like, yeah. Aren't you Daniela from GDM Podcast? And I was like, wait, hold on. How do you know? He was like, he stood up in the restaurant and he was like, hey, everybody, this girl's famous. And I just got so embarrassed, guys. But honestly, I had to stand up on the table and take my bow. Like, so, you know, I just feel like until you see that in a restaurant, or when you've gone out on an outing and you see somebody say, have you listened to GDM Podcast?
Come on, man.
We're not satisfied until we have that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not
until
satisfied.
You get to that level. No. Like, we want to get mobbed in public.
Yeah.
Oh, guys. Oh, it's the GDA podcast, guys. Who is featuring Daniela as well? Oh my god.
No, but guys, for real,
we need to get to those levels, like, because the other day I went out, yeah, and then I was going into Central London, so obviously I had to get there. I went to the station.
Two bay or not two bay
That isn't a question. But anyway, as I hopped to the station, I go in and there's people at the gates, obviously. Do you know what I mean? The one, two local officers. And as I'm tapping through, something's wrong with my card, you know? And it's like, you put it, and then, like, it's now asking to put your pin in, because your stuff isn't working. So I'm putting my pin in, but now they've assumed that it's the client, the person watching. They're like, oh, so you don't have money to enter the thing. I was like, hey.
Big man, don't assume.
Do you not know who I am?
Exactly.
Do you not know who I am? They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't. Oh my God, it's Nigerian. Oh my God. And then they're like, oh, don't even tap your card. I'll put mine.
And in fact, do you know what they did?
They gave me a black card for TFR.
And then they went on their hands and knees.
And bowed down.
And kissed my shoe. And then they allowed for Gideon to step on his back to make his way past.
Exactly. So I just... Come on, man. Guys, when this is happening, that's how you know. You see, guys, you see Daniela, she's getting ready to go. You see, I told you guys, she didn't want to be here. She needs to pee, apparently.
Guys, I need to fuck her.
No, but guys, thank you for listening. This has been a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant time for us. You know, it was a safe space for me to vent.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully you guys took the lessons of my frustrations.
And if you guys related to any of these, of his, like, frustration, his, you know, dilemma, you know, take the fucking advice.
Exactly, take her advice, because she was actually spitting. Mm. But anyway, until next time, guys, don't die.
Don't commit suicide. And peace.
In the bumba.
Okay, go pee now.